taking the first steps to remove a rare bird from the endangered species list. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. The Kirtland's warbler is a songbird with an enviable travel schedule. The birds spend the winter in the Bahamas, and in the spring, they come home to the Great Lakes region, mostly to Michigan's northern lower peninsula. The warbler has been on the endangered species list for 40 years, but it's been doing well lately. Federal officials say the birds have met their recovery goal. But it'll take a lot of work to manage the birds, even after they're taken off the endangered species list. Abigail Ertel is with the nonprofit group Huron Pines in Gaylord. Her group is laying the groundwork for the warbler to be delisted.
They nest in young jack pine forest, which naturally was regenerated through wildfire.
Ertel says the forests have to be managed intensively to make sure there's enough young jack pine for the birds. She says also the brown-headed cowbird is a threat to the Kirtland's warbler.
They are what are called nest parasites, and so they lay their eggs in other birds' nests, and then those birds will rear their young.
Ertel says they'll need to raise enough money to pay for warbler management after the birds come off the endangered list. This is the Environment Report. Every spring, instinct tells the ruby-throated hummingbird to head from Mexico to northern states, including Michigan. But experts say it's making that trip earlier than ever. That early migration could be a sign of trouble for the tiny powerhouse of the avian world. Rena Miller reports.
Alan Chartier has been fascinated by hummingbirds since he was 11 years old. He calls them tiny little scraps of belligerence with glowing iridescent colors. Chartier directs a research project called Great Lakes Hummernet. Since 2001, he's had a federal permit to catch hummingbirds. He puts little numbered bands on their legs, records their data, and then releases the birds. He says they arrived in Michigan as early as March 17th last year. The previous record was April 1st.
Evolutionary advantage to migrating early and setting up the best territory, and the evolutionary disadvantage is you might get snowed on and you might get killed.
Remember, last winter was one of the warmest in Michigan history, but then we had a major cold stretch in April. Hummingbirds can survive cold temperatures for maybe a day, but because of their high metabolism, they burn up a lot of energy, and they'll die quickly if the weather stays cold. Pamela Rasmussen is an assistant professor of zoology at Michigan State University. She says hummingbirds are doing everything earlier because it's getting warmer in their winter habitat, and that's their cue to leave.
There are changes in arrival dates. There are changes in average time of migration. There are changes in time of egg laying and everything that all go in the same direction.
However, Rasmussen says it's not just the hummingbirds that are changing. It's what they feed on that's changing. The flowers they like are blooming earlier, and insects are emerging sooner. So what's the cause? Rasmussen says it's the biggest change of all, our climate, over the past 100 years. She says the ruby-throated hummingbird population appears to be stable for now, but what happens if the birds migrate too early several years in a row?
If the conditions change dramatically so that they don't have the resources they need to survive themselves and to rear their young, then they can go very quickly from being a common species that nobody worries about and a bird that's at risk.
Rasmussen says backyard hummingbird feeders are not a solution because the birds should not have to rely on human intervention for their survival. For the Environment Report, I'm Rena Miller.
And that's the Environment Report for today. I'm Rebecca Williams.